Morning, friend.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good. You're back home.
Yes, home again, home again.
Love it. Good morning. Excited to see you. How was Bear Lake?
It was fantastic. Yeah, good times with family. Natalie only has 120 people on her side of the family, so it's just a small gathering.
Just a small get together.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to see you and looking forward to today.
Yeah, should we see if the Facebook gods are smiling on us today?
Yeah. It worked for me yesterday, so fingers crossed.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what's new for you?
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah, good question. I am, as you know, playing a bunch and then working a little, and it's been nice doing a little bit of both. So it was so fun to see you and some of our friends at on the fourth, and it's just
That was a blast.
been good. So yeah, but I've had this clear intention this morning of like, let's make a contribution today. Like, let's show up. And so I've had a great meditation this morning and great prayer and just getting centered and grounded and just the power of doing that, right? Like, there's a thought, a friend of mine, he says this phrase, protect your peace. Gentleman named Trent Shelton, he's a great author, former NFL player, and just does a lot of great work on self-worth and things like that. And he calls it protect your peace. And so thinking about like nourishing that each day, I know it's not necessarily new, but for me, it's just like I'm finding more and more with how noisy the world is that it's like, oh my goodness, I need that time for prayer and meditation and quiet and just reflection and all those good things. So, but I'm excited to be here. Anything you're learning or that's up for you?
Well, what's up for me is Facebook is not working with me. I apologize for being distracted.
Oh, you're totally fine. Facebook is just not giving you the love today.
Nope, but I'm gonna restart that and see if Chrome gives us a little more love.
Yeah, sometimes I have to run Chrome myself just for anything because who knows.
Oh, so it's a new month, July.
Yes, it's a
It's
warm month.
a new quarter, a new half.
Yes, sir. Can you believe that? Like we did a Facebook
Oh,
Live on
man.
that yesterday. It was supposed to be last week, but it was the same day we were having some of Facebook and Instagram were not really online or having challenges for the day. And so we did that yesterday. And same thing is just really looking at reflection. Like we're at that midway point, and what do we want to, where am I at? Where do I want to go? What am I up to? Like just coming back to that intention, right?
Love intention. Let's
So is Facebook, maybe Facebook is like wants some space in your relationship.
I think it does. I think we broke the internet again.
Oh boy. Well, what do you want? Do you want to just roll with it?
Yeah, let's just jump into some questions or thoughts and yeah, I'll see if Mark can do a workaround. So, do you want to lead us off into some questions?
Sure. So, good morning. For those of you that are joining us here on Zoom already this morning, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to pop in the chat box or if you'd like to raise your hand, you can come on live, and sometimes that can mean video if you'd like it to be. It can also just mean audio. If you're like, wait, I'm still in my pajamas, no judgment, judgment-free zone here. Right? I love pajamas. Can I just say that? Between like pajamas slash yoga pants is my preferred attire at all times. Right. So if you'd like to join us, you are welcome to do so. We'd love to serve and support you. But start asking yourself and thinking about what's up for you. Where are you at? What are you needing? What are you experiencing? Or what are you wanting some support with? We'd love to serve and support you this morning if there's something that is up for you. So there you have it. It's okay, Brother Goddard, if the Facebook doesn't work.
The spinning circle is just taunting me today. It's like, I'm about to. And
it's getting ready to get ready to get ready. Yep.
I know. It's got to be teaching us something today.
Well, good. For those of you that, again, that are here live, do you want to say hello at least in the chat box? Do you want, you know, or is there something that you want to share or something that is up for you? Hi, Susan. Good morning, love. Karen, good morning. Hello. Y'all want to send some good energy to Andy or to the Facebook, the technology.
I tell you, technology.
We love technology.
So maybe we'll just put a post on Facebook to come join us on Zoom.
Yeah, that definitely works.
I love it.
I'm going to share a quote that I hadn't thought about for a really long time, and it popped up for me yesterday before my own Facebook Live, right? Which I also was like, Facebook Live, or we got to work today. There's this quote by Tony Robbins I read years ago, and again, I haven't thought about it for a long time, and it applies to us individually as well as to growing our businesses or sales. But he says this quote where he says, your life is based on the quality of questions you're asking yourself. Isn't that so good, you guys? The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you're asking yourself. So thinking about reflection, thinking about introspection, things like that. But then my little Tiffany Petersonism to that in sales is that the quality of your bank account or the quality of your sales has everything to do with the quality of questions that you're asking. But just thinking about that, like the questions you're asking yourself, again, some of that, you can find that Facebook Live on my Facebook page. It lives there now as a video. You can watch the replay if you didn't catch it. It was super, super juicy. And just going through some strategic questions, but looking at, you know, like where you're at for the day, or excuse me, for the year, where you're at for the week, where what's working well, where are you distracted? What decisions do you need to make? What do you want to create the rest of this month in July? Even if your intention is, hey, I really want to play a lot, right? Like I'm really clear until about August 1st, I'm playing a whole lot. I am still working, guys. Let's be clear. Like there's not no work, but the reality is that it is. That's my intention. And so, but you can definitely, it's like goals personally, your water goals, your movement, your, you know, LLV and, you know, taking better care of your body, / you know, home or business, things like that. And I just think it's like the willingness to ask ourselves some of those questions around, you know, where am I hiding or playing small? What am I not following through on that I know I should, right? What promptings or impressions have I received? I also love to look at the questions like, what do I want? Sounds like a simple enough question, but it's a pretty deep one. Just getting clarity to like, what do I want? What do I want to feel more of, create more of? You know, an experience, man, those are some good things for us to be considering and really looking at. So yeah, for me, I would say, Andy, is just one of the thoughts that has been percolating the last 24 hours, especially is, and in the last, you know, 10 days as I've been in my own reflection about, gosh, you know, in 6 months, friends, we're starting a new decade, right? Like we're 2020 in 6 months from now. And you think, look at that decade of like, hey, from, you know, 2010 to 2020 almost, and thinking about, and what's that thought, Andy, that it's like most humans overestimate what they can do in a year.
Yeah.
Overestimate what they can do in 10, right? It's just thinking, visionary thoughts about where am I, what is working, but being so honest with ourselves. Sometimes we talk about self-care, and yes, self-care is, you know, getting a manicure or doing some good yoga or things like that. But self-care is also having honest conversations with ourselves and really looking at like, what's working for me? What's working well? What isn't working? And what habits do I need to change? Or what do I need to let go of in my life? Or what do I need to act on? Even if it makes me uncomfortable, puts me outside my comfort zone. It's just the willingness to look at, reflect, and ask some of those questions, I think, for me, I know that there's real sincere insight there, as well as where progress happens, right? Is you've heard me say this before, is that great coaching doesn't change your life, no matter who's doing it. What changes our lives is actions and decisions. And so looking at that question, what decisions do I need to make? What actions do I need to be about for me to create what I'm after? Rather than we just get in like the loop of autopilot or Groundhog's Day a little bit, where we're just on repeat versus really chosen intentional creation.
I love that. Fun to think what the next 10 years might bring.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. What are we going to be doing in 10 years?
Serious. So Elizabeth's asking the rough quote on estimating. Was it that we underestimate what we can do in a year, but we...
Or we overestimate. Maybe
overestimate
in a year, but underestimate what we could do, I'd say, in 5 or 10 years. You know, it's like, man, the consistency of like thinking about what we talked about a little bit last week and highlighting your achievement to double blue diamond. You've been working that whole time, right? Obviously from double diamond to double blue, but it was how many years between those rank advancements?
Yep, 5 years.
5 years, guys. And so I loved when we talked about that. If you didn't catch that podcast or recording from last week, it was super good. It got into some deep, beautiful things. But we talked a lot about that, is that awareness is, you know, swinging the axe every day, right? Planting and nourishing the seeds every day, is that some things, they don't come overnight. It's interesting. What I listened to today while I was getting ready, did a meditation and prayer, and then I was listening to a talk by, in my faith, a church leader talking about the power of patience, and was discussing the power of that, where it's about, you know, some things don't come as swiftly as we would like, but they do come, right? If we are faithful.
Wow.
And so it's just being aware of that, that it's like, yeah, in 5 years, like for many of you, if I was to ask you, hey, how would you feel about if your next rank advancement is 5 years from now? And many of you would probably be like, I'm not really a fan of that. That's not as fast as I'd like it. But the reality is especially at the level that Andy and Natalie are at, right, that that's a big shift. But for all of you, it's just the willingness to say, am I going to show up each day, nourish, you know, do the actions, do the things that lead to that. You know, I think those are thoughts that we, is the time is going to pass anyway. You might as well be, it's like dripping in that bucket, swinging that axe, and like putting in the time to the things that matter most to you, because it is just a matter of timing before the harvest comes or the rank comes or the shift or change comes as well. So some good things to think about.
I love it. Chopping wood, carrying water.
Yes.
We've got a couple of questions here in the chat box. So Karen asks, how do you get ready for BOGO? So we had an awesome surprise BOGO yesterday. And I love this question, how do you get ready? Because I think it's really easy to put a lot of focus on how do I get all my graphics ready? How do I get all my videos ready? I think the core of maximizing a BOGO is remembering that you're not selling those products. The thing that you're selling is the destination. So, you know, if it's turmeric and Purify, then why, if I'm a person who's just a busy mom and I'm doing my thing, why do turmeric and Purify matter to me? So in the middle of my busy Tuesday, why should I stop and take time to take advantage of this amazing deal? It's not about, it's a price savings, because we all get the value, right? We're all drinking the Kool-Aid. We love the turmeric. So just getting back to why it matters to the person that you're promoting it to. And we can't assume that our whole team knows the value of all the products like we do. So if you're on this call, the chances are you're a leader. And so the chances are you've been learning about the product for a long period of time. So let's not make that assumption for the people that we want to share this BOGO with. Some people use BOGOs as a way to capture new customers. I'm talking primarily to just maximizing it on our existing teams. So, but the same thing applies to both. They both need to know why turmeric has become one of the best-selling oils and why Purify is going to change their shorts if they use it in their laundry, for example. So those are a couple of my thoughts on BOGOs. Tiffany, I don't know if you want to say anything about BOGOs.
I think I watch some of the friends slash clients do really well is they educate on those oils as those oils like are announced, right? Is letting people know that. And so sharing what they're used for physically, emotionally, all the various properties is that part of that I think is really valuable. And so whether it's a simple graphic, you know, to, you know, sharing a little bit about that, but helping them see all the various ways they can use that oil, I think is a fantastic addition to how you help people convert to them as they see all the many uses for it that they may not know about yet.
I love it. All right, we've got a question from Facebook Live. Melinda says, where do you go when you feel like you no longer have anyone to reach out to? You go to the same job, same gym, and don't go anywhere else. I've got a 45-hour job and teach at 2 gyms, so I see the same old people. Maybe one new person every 2 months who is new. But they don't often have interest in oils, just want my free advice. Oh, it's a juicy one. Tiff, do you want to share your thoughts on how to expand your list?
Well, I have two thoughts. One is the two core thoughts about this. One is like the people that are already enrolled, and even if they are the same people, it's just like, you know, when we're in relationship for a while, whether that's a marriage of 20 years or a work relationship for 7 years, or whether again, it's 6 months to 60 years, whatever the time frame is the need for those, you know, still infusing those relationships. And so different things like, you know, creating, if it's a fun, say, summer barbecue or, you know, a holiday party or things like that, or a make and take class is really smart, or summer oils or cold and flu oils or emotional oils for emotions or pregnancy or whatever, is to kind of do themed classes with your existing people. Is that one of the most overlooked aspects in sales is when we think of sales, we often think of new recruits, right? Which that is true. But mostly I think I would love for you all to be thinking mentally that half of your quote sales or business building time, half of that time is in nourishing and deepening with the relationships you already have. How you create success in doTERRA is having depth relationships, loyal relationships, LRP, things of that nature. So things like make and take classes, continuing education, or gathering for fun and connection where a few recipes have the oils, or you're diffusing, or you choose to educate about 2 or 3 oils, right? Or even if you said at the gym, and it sounds like maybe you teach classes there that you highlight deep blue or bring some samples or things like that, but ways that you're invigorating and nourishing the people to go deeper that are already engaged. And we sometimes forget that because we assume, and that's where we get in trouble, we make an assumption that it's like, well, if they were interested, if they wanted more, they already know about it. They have an account. They can just order it. Not realizing that the most powerful form of education is experience, right? Is tangible, be in person or online, walk them through teaching and so forth, where people have an assimilation to, or a reminder of that, like, oh yeah, or you gather them for fun and connection. That's one thing I think I love seeing, you know, Andy and Natalie, like even though it's the 4th of July and they have some of their leaders over who are now truly great friends, and it's just time for connection. Little business naturally gets discussed, of course, but it's a lot of fun and deepening of relationship. And so that is really super powerful from time together matched with make and takes matched with education. Are you diffusing at those classes at that 45-hour job? You know, if you're able to do that in your work environment, are you diffusing? You know what I'm saying? It's just like we're just regularly reinforcing and deepening that you can have that type of influence. And I just love you guys to think about, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have, you know, like 100 10-foot deep wells than, you know, 200 1-foot deep wells. Is I want the depth and how you, you know, gain greater success and influence and income is by depth and people within loyalty. And so that's part of the answer is thinking about, even though you can feel frustrated or like this is the same old, same old, I invite you to change your mindset on that, right? To see it's like, how do I keep nourishing, infusing like a great marriage, a great business, a body, a home, a garden, like no matter how long it's been there, it still needs nourishment. And that nourishment will help it thrive and grow and help some of those people maybe go deeper where they get on LRP or stay on LRP, that just be, you know, that they continue on, let alone maybe invite a friend or two, or, oh, wow, I didn't know you could use turmeric or Purify for that, or On Guard or lavender or that recipe. Wow, that was really delicious that had this oil in it or whatnot. That's thought number one. Thought number two is intentionally setting your intention, right? Whether you call that for me, intention, prayer, meditation, but it's clearly, it's like, hey, and partnering with your higher power of like, I'm here to serve. Who can I serve today? And guide me, help me cross paths, whether it is at the grocery store, at the gym, or at work, but help me serve. Who can I serve today? And being in that thought process and showing up with that way that you're going to serve and show up to do so. You know, of course, I love to ask more questions as I get to know people, but I think it starts with the intention. Andy, anything, what would you add to that when someone feels like they're just in their same loop of people or relationships?
I think the most common mistake people make is they do a names list once when they launch their business. And once they've ticked through all those people once, they think, well, I'm through my warm market. And it's just like, if you are serious about this as a business, then you are always updating your names list. And it blows my mind how many people we actually are connected to. Like, it's not in the hundreds, it's in the thousands. And so I would go to your same advice that the most powerful question you can start your day with is, who can I serve today? And as you sit in prayer and meditation, that's the quickest prayer to be answered. If we talked about this last week, if you thought of yourself as an employee for doTERRA who's getting paid by the hour, and then would you hire yourself based on your current results? Would you be okay if, you know, as an employee, you did a 100 names list once, you ran through them once, and then that was it? And the fact is, we all get to be accountable to ourselves for whatever we choose to create. And so, you know, whether you're going out and hopping on Meetup and looking for ways to connect with people in your community, or if you're choosing to just meet more people online, the fact is there are limitless ways to connect with people nowadays. So there's just, there's really no excuse for meeting people, not being able to meet people. So great question. Melinda has another question. I'm in a major slump. I feel like I've lost my motivation to succeed in doTERRA, and my builders have also lost their desire, or so it seems. Tiff, do you want to start on this one, or do you want me to?
How about you lead on this one, and then I'll follow up behind you.
So, first I would say, welcome to the arena. We all have days that we want to quit, and we all, the slump is part of the journey. So I would say, what was the reason that you started in the first place? What was your motivation for wanting to share doTERRA and do the business? And if you don't have clarity there, I would ask, imagine your life without doTERRA. Imagine going back to the day that you first got introduced to doTERRA, and then erase all of that from that day forward. What does that look like? What difference has doTERRA made in your life? And I wish you were here so we could ask you that question in person, but I know for me personally, my life is completely unrecognizable. Like it's been blessed in every dimension and in every way because doTERRA is in it. So it's, I think it's about going back to your why and reconnecting with that, and then helping your builders do the same thing. The fact is, in my experience, people don't lose desire. They lose the sense of control. So, in fact, I was listening to Brené Brown, and she describes that despair is not an emotion. It's believing that tomorrow will be the same as today. And so when we feel like we are unable to affect change, like when we feel powerless and unable to pull levers on our future, then that's when we check out. And that's when we stop doing the activities that bring the results in doTERRA. So I think desire never actually dies. I think we just start to feel like, well, maybe what I'm doing isn't working, or maybe I don't have what it takes, or, you know, that sense of I can't create the success. I think that's when the disconnect happens. So I think we get to be that change that we hope to inspire in our team, and then help them believe again, help them see hope and see that their choices actually do affect their destiny. Tiffany, what are your thoughts?
Andy, that is right on the money. It's that despair is often the thinking that today will be the same as yesterday, right? Like the thought about it's just always the same way. And so I think is first and foremost is managing our own thoughts. Yesterday, last evening, great woman is in town for, there's a corporate doTERRA training, correct? I don't know what they're calling it. But it's a cute friend, Presidential Diamond and doTERRA, and she'd reached out and said, hey, are you free to grab dinner? And we grabbed dinner last night, and we just had such a lovely evening, such a great time. But we talked about some similar things to this, my friends. It's like the power of, first and foremost, and she was sharing how, I guess, Elena Brower, I think yesterday, did a really beautiful live or training around our own resilience, right? And our own mindset, our own motivation. And I think, and what I was sharing with Sarah yesterday was just this conversation too, the thought like we were discussing is the power of, you know, we forget the basics sometimes, or we forget, you know, for ourselves or to teach the basics, because we think it's so familiar to us that we forget, like, oh, that's just become part of our life, right? Like it's something we've done for years, like maybe, you know, from green smoothies to frankincense, that like certain oils, that it just has become so familiar. And so the important need as leaders is, are you committed to filling your own cup every day? Are you committed to your own mindset, right? So when we say my builders have lost their desire, I've lost my motivation, I'd really be sensitive to that mindset, because you're cascading or gaining, it's like the snowball effect. If I give that thought, like, just feel how that thought feels. All of you try on that thought. We're not going to stay there very long. But all of you think the thought, I've lost my motivation. my builders have all lost their motivation. Cause then you feel like it's not just me. I'm up against this massive heel. Like, how does that thought make you feel? I don't know about you, but I'm not even you. And I'm trying on your thought and I feel heavy. And I feel like, oh my gosh, I feel so defeated just in the one thought. And you're okay. Thank you for bringing it, because we can all relate to that. So it comes back to, like, as much as we would like to think that we, it's graduate the basics. And I was sharing this last night as well, as I said, the same reason why I personally go to church worship services, you know, every week or close to every week, isn't because I'm necessarily taught something new. I go for the experience of renewal. Renewal of my faith, renewal of commitment. It isn't always about like new next. It's like coming back home to and renewing up. And so coming back to the joy, like, do you remember the first time you opened a bottle of oil, or the first time you watched someone's face that you helped them get signed up and exposed to such powerful tools? Is simplicity is often our answer, mm-hmm. right? We come back to the basics, basic principles. Simplicity, back to just your joy. And it's really like, light yourself on fire, right? Light yourself on fire for yourself, that you just, like, you put your own motivation back and your more energy coming back to service. Again, where a lot of times we come out of, like, you think about the first 6 months that you were involved in doTERRA, and how did you feel? It's probably like how you feel like when you're dating someone new, right? Or that new relationship, the new car, the new thing, the whatever. And we're like so over the moon about it. We don't even have to work at it because it's the new thing. But once something becomes familiar, unfortunately, we, one, can take things for granted, or B, we just kind of like, eh, rather than coming back to the renewal of that for yourself. So ask yourself, what would bring you back home? What would feel like life and life force and vitality? When I first started really becoming aware of doTERRA, I started coaching in this 7 years ago, working with Kelly Anderson first, and then with Natalie and Andy, and as we could say, the rest is history. But I just remember, and I still, is the feeling I have when I'm around doTERRA in my home or with people, is I often have the association of two words, vitality and vivacious. Right? doTERRA makes me feel vitality and vivaciousness. Like, there's a life force. It's like energy. I see the color green, like the growth, like just vibrant, you know, vibrant. I was in the Oregon coast a few weeks ago to help celebrate my brother's big 50th birthday. And, you know, the Oregon coast, by the way, must do in your life. Well, as you're driving the coast, like, it's so lush and green. It rains there a lot. And there's just this life force that you're surrounded by. Well, I feel the same feelings about doTERRA, right? So it's for yourself. It's like coming back to your own motivation, coming back to the simple joy, the simplicities, and doing the things in your mindset work, the reminder of, the teaching of, the renewal of, even if it feels basic to you. Like, sometimes as a coach, I get into this where, you know, I don't Facebook Live very often, but I always love doing it and connect with people, and people reach out and say, oh, do more of that. But sometimes the thought I even have in my work is like, yeah, that's basic. People have heard it before. They've heard it before. Mm-hmm. And I forget, like, that power of being reminded of, like, the power of your thoughts. And I think, well, yeah, everyone knows that. Like, that's so basic. Who wants to hear that? Right? Like, you might teach about, oh, the power of lavender, you know, or peppermint. But the reality is, it's like, yeah, that's right. It's just coming home to some of those basics. So I think for me is my number one thought with what, you know, Melinda's asking here is I would come back to nourishing your own heart, nourishing your own energy, and letting them that light. It's kind of like lighting that candle and allowing others to see that for themselves is like, oh, you know, because it's hard if my energy, if I'm like, yeah, hey, cool. Let's talk about gratitude. Ready? Yeah, great. Let's talk about self-care. Oh, cool. Let's talk about nourishing your network. You know, like, if my energy's in that place, like, no one else is going to be like, yeah, okay. You know, so, and you don't have to be perfect, Melinda. Like, I think that's really important. You get to be human. And this is a very human thing, is that we ebb and flow. There are seasons to things. That's natural. It's just coming back home to the joy. You guys, you're part of something that's so incredible. and we forget that, but like truly the fact of the matter is, man, you are so empowered with such great tools. So grateful. Like I think about when I got home from that same trip, started to get a little something going on, you know, like and think feeling like a little bit of a cold or something. And I'm just grateful. It's like On Guard Plus, my own little capsule, the flu bomb. I love the oil of oregano when I start to feel any kind of illness. And it's like how grateful I am. Or the other day feeling a little bit of, ooh, you know, and a little capybara, and how much like tangerines in my water and yarrow palms on my skin and face. I get complimented regularly about the quality of my skin. And it's like, yeah, I have my own little roller of rose oil, frankincense, and blue tansy and yarrow palm, and then FCO. And then I put additional yarrow palm on my skin. So all I'm saying is, you know, I could go on and on about this, but we forget like, and just how great this is of what we get to be a part of. So something to just nourish. Like I would love those of you that are with us on the chat box or on Facebook Live, I'd love for you to share. How do you nourish your own motivation? How do you keep yourself, like, what are you grateful for in doTERRA especially? I think gratitude will always anchor you back to good energy. Like, what do you love about doTERRA? What are you grateful for this morning, today? Like what oil or what teacher or what learning or whatnot? I think those are great thoughts that will help you stay in the thrive and by like the thrive life force energy versus the like, oh, this is so hard energy. You know, those are my thoughts. And that's a lot of thoughts.
I love it. Gosh, we are the ones responsible for our energy. And so that's how we lead. We lead with our energy. When you were talking about all the oils that you love and you mentioned yarrow palm, it reminded me that just last night we had a yarrow palm tip over. And so everybody got to get a lot of yarrow palm all over them. So that's Captain Leo.
Perfect. Oh, which is, perfect.
With his blue PJs and blue face.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that you do that. That happens sometimes occasionally, like, because I use the dropper, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it will, like, a drop will hit the counter, and I'm like, did?
Yep. I don't care if it's on the floor. Yep.
I care. It comes. Back on my skin somewhere. I also have been using it, not, I don't remember to do this necessarily every night, but put it on the backs of my
head. Oh, yeah. Too. I had it everywhere on me.
Yeah.
I wasn't letting that stuff go.
But I love, can I read some of the things on the chat
Please.
Box?
And if yep. there's
Facebook Live ones too, I think it's wise that we nourish each other as a community here. I love Susan saying, this call is a weekly must do for my motivation. Coming here, getting nourished regularly with community. I love Paulette's suggestion, says, I love music and thinking about what song I'll walk to when I walk as Diamond, right? Like putting on some good music. I don't know about you guys, but one thing that I just love is to diffuse oils regularly, right? And the high energy, like a lot this week, I've had, what is it? I think it's been bergamot for sure. That's the main one I've been diffusing, but I've added like some tangerine, some other citrus oils, tangerine, maybe some lemon, but like that puts me in a good energy. I love Paulette's also saying morning prayer and gratitude and dancing. Yes. Having a dance off in your kitchen. Andy, I think you should take that one on too. Right. But anything else you guys want to add in the chat box, I think is wise for us just to be sharing about what helps nourish you to just stay in the gratitude and to stay in the excitement and the vivaciousness of it. Right. I'd love to hear more about that. Yeah. Okay, Andy, what about you? What nourishes your motivation? If you're still with me, maybe he had to deal with something with one of the kiddos. Maybe there's another Europalm thing. Mark, if you're with me too, if you can also, are there some Facebook shares around that? If there's any other questions for today, let's also get those rolling too. I just really love this one because motivation, there's a quote by Zig Ziglar where he's quoted as saying that he's quoting the statement where he says, some people say motivation doesn't last. And he says, neither does bathing. We should do it daily, right? Like just because you took a bath at one time or a shower doesn't mean you wouldn't do it on the daily. Well, think about your motivation in the same way. Is we need to fill that cup. It's just like eating or working out. Like, just because I worked out 2 days ago doesn't mean it wouldn't definitely benefit me to do that again today, right? Like the things, like what are my rituals? You know, if you've been around me for any amount of time, you know, I'm a big fan of rituals, morning ritual, you know, evening rituals, joy listing, things that help intentionally nourish you. Is we sometimes just think we're going to arrive at an emotional state, not knowing like we can guide ourselves to an emotional state. Do you know that? Maybe it's been a minute since we've been reminded of that, but we can consciously influence our emotional state. So motivation is an influenceable state of feeling and experience, our mindset. It's the thoughts, the things we're reading, listening to, diffusing, using, right? It's like, gosh, friends, like we can influence how we feel. Our behaviors, choices can influence that. So some good things. I'm going to read some other great lists, some things that sounds like people are sharing. So give me, I'm going to scroll back through these. I love this one. Toyin said, cross-team relationships and collaboration. I love that, right? Is learning from other leaders, collaborating with other people. That's powerful as well. Tammy is saying, thanks for these calls. I don't always get to watch them, but when I do or watch the recordings, it always addresses something I'm going through and the words keep me going. I think that's really important. And that's why we host this week in and week out, is sometimes it isn't new information, right? Like we've covered some different things. But the reality is that we, you know, there's some gem that comes up. I think that's powerful as well. How you doing there, Andy? Okay, you're on mute, just so you know. I'm going to keep reading some things. Holly says, you're both so relatable. Thank you for your weekly inspiration. Thank you, Holly. Melanie says, I'm grateful for the integrity of doTERRA, the owners, the intent, the sourcing. So important, isn't it? That you can stand with full confidence behind knowing like we are actively sourcing and distributing in such ethical ways, ways that give back or contribute to the planet. Love it. Product opportunity, right? Holly also says, I love the professional development, amazing oils, the training, unlimited opportunity. Heather says this, I love this. It's from Facebook Live. It's a lifestyle. Lead with love and gratitude and attract the same. Amen, sister, right? Lead with love and gratitude and attract the same. Serve the needs of others and they'll see you as part of the solution. I love that. Good things, you guys. I love it. Yes. Some of you are saying, this is exactly what I needed to hear today. So Andy, it looks like you're on the move. I assume you've got a kid drop off or pick up.
Yep. Just head down to, doTERRA's hosting the diamond retreat that you were talking about earlier. So.
Oh, fun.
On the move.
Are you going to present today?
Yeah, we've got a couple presentations.
Very cool. Okay, everyone. Is there another question? We still have time. We could easily tuck in at least one, if not two more. If anyone wants to come on live and do some coaching, I'd love to support you. And, or if you want to drop it in the chat box or on Facebook Live, is there anything else we can support you with today? What else is percolating or coming up for you? Yeah, I love Diane says, this is what I need to listen to every week, right? I get it. I love this call or this share every week too, because I think it just puts us back to principles. Anyone else? Or Mark, do we have any comments on Facebook Live? Or Andy, if you have a minute, I know you're driving, but would you mind sharing a thought of what helps keep your motivation nourished?
Yeah. So I'm going through a bad data spot, but can you still hear me?
I can.
Okay. So I think ultimately we are in the business of helping people. And what I have found is that the times that I lose motivation the most is when I forget that. And when I start focusing on me and what I want and where I'm failing, and the more I turn inward, the more unfulfilled and empty the whole the whole program becomes. So it's really dropping back into that question of who do I get to serve today and how do I get to serve them? And it's amazing how that service, that outward mindset, and going back to service really it grounds us and keeps us moving. I don't want to wax too philosophical here, but I really believe that the most miserable people on the planet are the most self-centered.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, I think that's where the greatest joy is found, is in serving the most people. So there's a great book called The Outward Mindset. It's by the Arbinger Institute. I think I saw a question about that. So it's a really great read. I think they also have workshops and trainings they offer around that. So fantastic read.
Yeah.
I did an audiobook. Did you have a book too? Yeah. So there was a builder that we were talking to. I'm going to switch from Bluetooth. Let me just turn it here. Hello. Okay. Is that easier to hear
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the name of the book is The Outward Mindset. I think Tiffany posted it in the comments. So we were talking to a builder who's been, they've been in doTERRA for probably 7 or 8 years. And they've wanted to do it full time, but they, you know, for one reason or another, they haven't been able to. And they were in the real slump for about the last, I don't want to say year. And then they went to doTERRA's leadership event. And as they were sitting there, I think it was one of the stories that one of the leaders was telling. They basically just said, that's why we're here, is to help people. And ultimately, that's what every rank, that's what your paycheck it represents, is the number of people that you've helped. And for some reason, that struck him in a really profound way, that he had gotten out of that. He'd gotten away from the service and the helping people, and he is on fire. I mean, just talking to him the last couple of days, he is so committed and so ready to just drop everything else and run with doTERRA, because he knows the power that it has. He knows there are people close to him in his life who need these solutions, and he knows he's been playing small. And if he raises his voice and takes a stand, that he will reach those people and he'll ultimately be able to help more people.
Yeah.
So those are a couple of thoughts there. Looks like we had another question come in, Tiffany.
Yeah, so I love this question that Erica has shared, and it just came into panelists, which is just fine. So I'll read it to the group. She says, I'm worried that I'll never get out of a poverty mindset and I'll never be able to live in true gratitude enough to have a lasting breakthrough. And so, and then says, have a best book to recommend for that. So Erica, what I love about this, thank you for the honesty. And for some people, it shows up financially. Some people, it shows up in relationship or health or various ways. But I think about this specifically when it comes to money, right? And poverty and so forth. And I know you didn't necessarily say money, so I made an assumption there. But when we talk about poverty mindset, right, is working on that, is coming back to, and I definitely have a couple of book recommendations. I have a full recommended reading list, you guys, if you ever want to access it. On my website, it's at tiffanyspeaks.com. Under the tab Free Resources, you can download. It's like best recommendations for personal development, for money, for sales or business, and for relationships. Of the hundreds and hundreds of books I've read, some of my top probably 25 recommendations. So there's several that are there. And I know like Andy and Natalie and I both absolutely endorse and love the book by Marianne Williamson called The Law of Divine Compensation. That's a book I've probably read the very most. And so when I come back to that over and over again, that is such a powerful influence and coming into that and just on repeat and changing those thoughts. I also, some other books I love, again, this is all in that list. So I'll just rattle off a few. If you want to get the list, you can find it on my site. But other books like, I love the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I love the material, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. That's fantastic, by Edwin Gaines. I also love the book The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, which I always love saying his name. Wallace Wattles, you know? But there's so many different good books around that, right? Isn't that so good? Wallace Wattles, say that one like 3 times fast. And then I love, love, love Lynn Twist's work as well, called The Soul of Money. And a lot of it, again, is just poverty or scarcity is saying there's lack, there's not enough. And sufficiency is what Lynn Twist talks about, right? We use the word abundance a lot, which we can talk through that. But I look at scarcity as like in the negative. Sufficiency is like neutral. It's just peaceful. There's enough. Abundance is feeling perhaps into more favor. But there's a quote by Wayne Dyer where he says, abundance is not something we acquire, but something we tune into. So some of the things that help me keep my mindset in an abundance or sufficient mindset is gratitude listing, is acknowledgement of what is. I also invite you to take on a simple assignment of what helps you feel abundant, right? And I'm going to give you some examples of that. What helps you feel abundant? A couple of things for me that have really nothing to do with money is like, I love having clean sheets on my bed. Right? Like, oh, clean sheets or a made bed feels like abundance. Or, you know, having a cleaned out fridge or a cleaned out closet feels like abundance. Diffusing essential oils for me, especially some of the ones to me that feel like high vibration of citrus of some kind, really feels like abundance to me. Listening to beautiful music, spending time in nature, right? Having fresh flowers in my home, whether you clip them in your own garden or I buy like a $7 bundle at Trader Joe's, is that makes me feel abundance as well. And so there's various ways that you can influence yourself to feel more abundant-like on a regular basis that helps you tune into that. And then of course, mantras and affirmations, things like, I am enough, I have enough, right? It's just that you retune the story. It's just because you've struggled with it as you're acknowledging for years, doesn't mean you haven't also made progress with it for years too, right? It's just being aware of the mindset you have about that, of what a difference that can make. Andy, anything you want to add to that around how do you shift out of or change a poverty mindset?
I would give a huge amen to everything you've shared. I love that idea that the opposite of scarcity is not abundance. The opposite of scarcity is enough.
Sufficiency. And yeah.
It's like when I heard that for the first time, it just struck me that, you know, it's, I love the meditation too, that somebody took me through about 9 years ago that totally rocked me to my core. And in this meditation, we just focused on breathing, and then they made the simple statement, notice how you've always had enough breath. Mm. Notice how your lungs have supported and brought you life for every year and every day and every moment of your life. And somehow, I just started bawling in this meditation because I realized that's the miracle right there, that we have enough and that we you know, we put, especially in America, we just put so much focus on more instead of enough. And I love that line from the Tao Te Ching, you know, when the glass is full, stop pouring. And it's just, it's actually so much simpler than we think. There may or may not be a treadmill out there with more and more and more, but we don't have to jump on that treadmill. When we recognize the miracle of our life being sustained every moment of every day, it's enough.
I love that, Andy. Can I read a quote I saw somewhere, I think on the gram a few days ago, that I saved in my camera roll? And it's this simple statement, but it says, "You will never manifest your dreams by complaining your way out of your current reality." Right? Isn't that so good, you guys? You will never manifest your dreams by complaining your way out of your current reality. And so, again, I know gratitude and generosity. I know many of you have participated in my free series I do every November, the gratitude series. And we talk about gratitude and generosity. Is being anchored in those principles is no matter our financial bank account, we can always be grateful and we can always be generous, right? Isn't that powerful? Is thinking about, to Andy's point, acknowledging like, I woke up today. Man, I have, if we have access, if you're on this Zoom right now, or listening to Facebook Live or the replay on your podcast, like we have access to probably so many things, right? And we forget that. And it's not, it's also okay that you want more, but a lot of times scarcity comes from comparison. Write that down. Scarcity comes from comparison is when we think I'm scarce, but compared to who or what, right? When you consider that there's a still a massive percentage of the population that lives on less than $2 a day, right? Think about that. Like we have access to technology. I slept in a comfortable bed last night, right? I have clean water. I have essential oils. I have, you know, technology and access to healthcare and so forth. And so it isn't to say, I'm not sharing any of that to help to create a feeling of guilt for how you feel, because I get humans just simply tend to repeat what's familiar. So it's being like, okay, I'm going to be intentional about, I'm going to do a gratitude practice. I'm going to take on generosity. Every day I'm going to focus on gratitude and I'm going to focus on giving back. Now, giving back might be giving money. Giving back might be being generous with your words and praise. Giving back might be investing time or playing, you know, with or taking someone's kids for the day or baking cookies for your neighbor, whatever. There's all ways of generosity. But when we go, oh, okay, I'm going to be in those energy states, I'm going to be in the vibration of gratitude and generosity, that will naturally help you become more familiar with sufficiency and abundance than the poverty, right? Is you are an abundant woman. The fact that I just not even needing to know you, you know, in all the stories, it's like you're in this space. I already know you have so many gifts and you have so many things that you have to contribute and offer. It's just that we're often in measurement of or comparison. Is that often? I'm going to write that down because that's a like truth bomb for me even this morning.
I love that.
Right? Is that often scarcity comes from comparison. Is that what's triggering the feeling or the thought? So thank you for asking that and sharing that. Any last thoughts for us today, Andy or Natalie? Because we're about at our time to wrap up. We're at 9:30. If you have a thought or anything that's up for you that you want to share.
I love hearing you guys. I love the energy and the flow and just super grateful for what's going down around the world to bring, you know, we're choosing abundance at such a level that then we just bring that message to the world and the possibility to the world. I love it.
A lot of goodness.
Yeah. Well, have fun today at your Diamond doTERRA retreat.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. But thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you for your shares and for your positive words. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Once again, come fill your cup. Feel free to invite your teams or friends or your people who are exploring doTERRA, you name it. If you're, everyone's welcome at this Zoom and this call. So thank you for, again, your kind words and all the good things. And we will see you guys next week.
We'll see you.
Bye.